federally qualified local hunters can take one caribou on federal lands under the new regulations. In the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, Game Unit 18, that caribou must be a bull, and hunters must be local subsistence users. Throughout the hunt, Kenton Mose will serve as the federal in-season manager. He has the authority to change the bag limit or shut down the hunt entirely, which could happen based on how many caribou are harvested and how easy it is for hunters to access them.
We want to recover this population, and it may mean a closure fairly soon.
Mose is working with the state to determine what criteria to use to trigger the closure.
We're trying to be very sensitive to people's needs, subsistence needs. However, we also have to have that balancing act of managing this herd for future generations.
The goal is to conserve what's left of the herd. The population decline is dramatic. 3 years ago, there were over 27,000 caribou surveyed. In the following survey this year, there were less than half that number, only 13,500. The number shocked biologists, including Mose.
This was sort of a surprise to me. There were some indicators that the population was stable and potentially showing potential for growth just a couple years ago.
So why has the herd shrunk so much so fast? There seems to be plenty of food. Cows are having lots of healthy calves. Predators could be a problem, but the state has operated a wolf control program for the past several years. One driving issue seems to be overhunting. It's suspected that people are taking more caribou than they're reporting. Because of that, Mose emphasized that registering and reporting your hunt quickly is critical to managing the herd this season, and law enforcement will have a greater presence than usual. John Andrew is an elder from Gweethluk. The village has a strong tradition of caribou hunting. He's skeptical of the herd's low numbers and says many people in his community view harvest reporting as invasive.
We lose our privacy, and it'll be like if I go up to you and ask you a question, what you've been eating every day, where do you buy your food, where do you buy your clothing from? Don't you rather keep it to yourself?
Some people want to go further and close down hunting entirely on the Mulchatna caribou herd.
It's no-brainer that this hunt should be closed.
Alyssa Nadine Rogers chairs the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta Regional Advisory Committee. She's been consulting with federal managers about what to do about the population decline for months. The herd covers a massive area, from the YK Delta to the Western Interior to Bristol Bay. Rogers says there's not enough caribou for everyone, and it's too easy to accidentally kill or wound more than one caribou because of how densely they herd.
And if each single person who a federally qualified user actually goes out hunting, we're going to completely wipe out this herd this year.
Closing caribou hunting wouldn't be easy. Rogers says with the summer salmon restrictions, people have been relying more on caribou to fill their freezers. And this fall, many Kuskokwim hunters did not get a moose because there was low water and poor weather. These slim harvests could put greater hunting pressure on caribou this winter. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.